Parshas Vayakel plus Parshas Shkolim Beis Tfilo Tovshin Ayin Vav. The Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Beis Sheishes Yomim Teosem Melocha Uvayoy Mashvi Yelochem Kodesh Shabbos Shabbosay Nashem. The Magid Midubna in a Sefer Oel Yaakov points out that Shabbos is a day we make up for what we miss out during the week. For good and for bad. During the week our hands are tied. Shabbos is a day our hands are free. For the tzaddik, it's a day of elevation. And for the rasha, it's a day of just following his inclinations. Explains the Oel Yaakov. The tzaddik, the good man, the righteous man, what does he want in life? He wants to do mitzvahs, to do ratzon Hashem, to daven, to learn Torah. That's what he wants. But during the week, his hands are tied, he has parnasa, he has duties that hold him back. He has to be at the office, he has to make the calls. His hands are tied. He can't, doesn't have the headspace which he would desire. Shabbos comes along and he's free of any parnasa, obligations. Oh, it's a day to grow, a day to daven, a day to learn, a day to be ruchni. Ruchni is a day to do mitzvahs. But the rasha, what does he want? He wants taivas. He wants food, he wants sleep. Just during the week, his hands are tied. He has a boss. He has to show up. He has to fit in the quota. He has to work. He's unable to follow his inclinations all the time. Doesn't have time, doesn't have the abilities. When Shabbos comes in, he's free of his boss. Ah, just tuck in. Eat as much as you want and sleep as much as you want. Zok the Torah, Uvayoyim Ashvi Yelochem Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbos and Hashem. Hashem wants us to make a Shabbos that's a Shabbos Lashem, not a Shabbos of just following your desires. The Maggid brings a famous mashal that since then has been made into all sorts of children's comics. May meet it there, but it comes from over. This is the source. It doesn't come from the comics. It comes from over here. Moshe Lemi, a person had to move far away from his home. He had to move out. He had to emigrate. And he moved off to a faraway country. And he was cut off. All the communications were cut off. He yearned to know what's happening. How's his family doing? How his friends, his hometown, what's happening over there? He desired so much to know what's going on. And one day, he meets a beggar, a schnorrer from his hometown, comes around to make the rounds. He says, "Wow, Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? Tell me, how's my father doing? How's my cousin doing? What's news with my brother?" The beggar tells him, "Excuse me, I have a mission to do. I didn't come all the way to speak to you. I need to make the rounds. I need to knock on people's doors. Don't waste my time." The man tells him, "Look, how much do you estimate that you're going to make? You get a kopek, you get a ruble, you get a shekel per door. No? How many doors do you think you're going to knock on tonight? 50? 100? You know what? I'll buy you out. I'll give you heads up. I'll give you 50, 100 shekel, however much you estimate you're going to make, and just sit with me and tell me what's going on. Give me the updates from my hometown. Tell me about my family, my mishpacha, my friends, the news. So he invites him to his house, and as he starts speaking, starts yawning and dozing off and nodding off between the questions, he has to wake him up. So in the end, the schnorrer says, "Listen, I feel really tired. Maybe you have a bed for me." You know, you're such a nice man. Can I please? I want to go to sleep. Maybe you have a nice bed for me. The man screams to him, "Do you think I bought you out? I bought you here that you should go to sleep? I paid you so that you should speak to me and tell me what's happening. Don't go to sleep." Says the Ohel Yaakov, that's exactly what happens with Shabbos. Hashem says, "Here's the day I want you to spend time with me. How do you spend time with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Do mitzvahs, you learn Torah. During the week you're very busy, you have rounds to make. No? Yom HaShishi you get double. I'll take care of. Shabbos is on my expense. Levu Olai Vani Porea. I take care of Shabbos. Relax, now just be with me." What do? Just eat and tuck in. And we fall asleep. That's not what I want. That's not what I paid for. I paid you should be with me. Therefore says the Torah, Shabbos, Shabbos in Hashem. You should make sure to Shabbos for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, in this week's parasha, we meet the purposes of Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Tzadik, Sifkat Vav, quotes the Yalkut Shemayim, that the Yalkut points out, Mitchila Asa Torah Tzoifa, you will not find anywhere in the Torah the word Vayakel, except for here. And the reason being, because Vayakel means it's instructions to make kehilos, that people should gather together on Shabbos to learn Hilchos Shabbos. Chazal are very, very strict and tell us that about people who make meals during the drosha time. There were mishpachas in Yerushalayim who were wiped out because they were kaveh suda bezmana drosha. It's a time for Torah. On the other hand, the Or Chaim asks over here, what does it mean, La'asos es HaShabbos? You have the word La'asos. How do you make Shabbos? Shabbos, you sit back, you just don't do. What does it mean, La'asos? In fact, in Parshas Ki Tiso, on the Pasuk, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es HaShabbos, La'asos es HaShabbos, or we say for Kiddush, how do you make Shabbos? How do you last say it's a Shabbos? How do you make a Shabbos? What does that mean? Says the Yonos ben Uziel, Lemeva tafnuke Shabbos. How do you make Shabbos? Tafnuke Shabbos. Pinukim. The tasty dishes. That's how you make Shabbos. The other hand, I saw in the Sefer Parashas Yosef, how do you make Shabbos? Through Torah. By learning, it becomes yours. So you're making it, making the Shabbos. We find in the Ramah and Reish Tzadik, says a person who's used to having a sleep, a midday snooze, shouldn't stop on Shabbos. You have to sleep on Shabbos as well, because you're oynik Shabbos. But, says Mishnah Berurah, don't overdo it, because you bring to Bittul Torah. Sleep, but just don't overdo it. The Shlo said the people who fill in their stomachs and eating and eating, and when you finish eating, just collapse into bed. It's not called being ma'anik Shabbos. It's called being ma'anik yourself. That's not called Shabbos, oynik Shabbos. It's called ibud hamachol vaguf. It's wasting the food and your body. That's not what it's about. So what should you do? Says the Shloah, a person should have delicious food, ma'at hakamus, small amounts, and rava echus. Good, high quality, tasty food in small amounts. They shouldn't collapse into bed straight afterwards. Vavu Adram says, what's the reason we have an extra meal on Shabbos? Normally speaking, you have two meals a day. That's how with Boikav Erev. On Shabbos, we get an extra meal. Why do you have an extra meal? Says Avu Adram. Because if a person thinks in the morning, this is the last meal till the night, he panics and starts to eat and eat. And then what will happen? After he panics and stuffs himself in, then he collapses into bed. Says Abu Adram, that's why we have an extra meal. Calm down, calm down. There's another meal coming. Don't overeat. The point of all this is, Shabbos is a special day. It needs planning. It needs a balance. On one hand, Shabbos indeed is the day of Tafruki Shabbos. A person has to enjoy himself, has to have good food. Oynek Shabbos, Sheinas Shabbos, all these things are true. But it's also the day of Vayakel. It's also the day of learning of Shabbos Lashem. If our Shabbos comprises of coming to shul Lel Shabbos and falling asleep during the drasha of the Rav, that's number one. Then we come home and have this 3-hour meal. We bekoshi manage the bench. We fall asleep a few times before benching. And we get wake. Then wake up and we bench bekoshi. And we collapse into bed. The next day we come late to shul. After shul, we go home and have a meal, collapse into bed. And then you run into mincha. That was it. That was it. There's no Shabbos. That's not a Shabbos Hashem. That's a Shabbos for the stomach. A Shabbos needs a balance. It needs planning. There's no mitzvah to overeat. I must tell you, I'm very impressed. There's a Hasidus, the Ger Hasidus. If you ever daven in Ger, you'll find out they have a power cut. A power cut. Between Shacharis and Musaf, the Chazan goes on strike. Off. You're like in a train stuck. Were you stuck in a train when the train just, in the middle of the rail, just stopped? So, you're stuck. So, there's a planned power cut between Shacharis and Musaf, an hour. You're not going anywhere. There's no Kiddush. You're poshut stuck. What's the idea? Everyone should learn. And have a built-in hour of learning. Like it or not. You're stuck. You're not going anywhere. So, whoever wants, now you can learn. And also Friday night as well. So I've been told. Also, they have power cuts. Between, before Maariv, there's an hour break. There's nowhere to go. There's no teas to make, no coffee, nothing. And Marasot. So that beautiful idea that you have a built-in learning time. Sorry?
Go home and make
it. The Yetzer doesn't stop. There's no guarantee. The Yetzer doesn't go to sleep. But it's a good situation to be in. You want your tzibur to have, make sure they come into Shabbos at least at least have it built 2 hours of learning one night, one day. It's a very good system. This week is Parashat Shkolim. It says over there, Ha'oshi lo yarbe va'adal lo yamit v'machzis ha'shokim. As a campaign to raise funds for the Mishkan, there's a tax. Everyone has to participate. The machzis ha'shekel. Ha'adal lo yamit. Even though you consider yourself to be poor, you can't give less. There are no hanachot, no discounts. You gotta give, you gotta chip in. The rich man can't give more. Which is interesting. Since when do we restrict a person from giving more? What could be wrong with giving more? Sorry? But this is not for counting. This is for the Mishkan. It's for the Adoni. Wasn't for counting. So it's interesting. Why would they restrict the giving more? My holy earth. What's wrong with getting extra? Says the Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichus Musar. Because there's a concept of a klal.
Why is it done every year?
This is for the Mishkan.
For the building of the Mishkan?
It's for the Karbanos. This is for the Karbanos.
The
operation
of
them, for the Mishkan. Operation of them. In fact, last week's parsha was for the Adonim, and also for the, during the year it was done for the Karbanos, Karbanos Tzibur. Says the Chaim, you say that there's a concept called a klal. You have individuals and you have a klal. The community as a whole, the Am as a whole. If we allow people to give extra, they are separating themselves from the klal. You're different. And that's what the Torah is telling us. The same way that Da lo yamit. Likewise, the Osher lo yarbe. Be part of the crowd. There's koach tzibur. There's the merit of the tzibur. He's a korban tzibur. Don't separate yourself from the crowd. When the Nesim gave then a dova in Parshas Nosai, it says over there in the pasuk that they bought 12 bakar and 6 carriages. And the pasuk says as following: Ve'aviyos korbanon mefei Hashem sheish egloit sav. These are 6 carriages. The 12 bakar. And continues the pasuk: Eglol al shnei nesim b'shor le'echad. The pasuk emphasizes it was every two Nesim shared the carriage, donated a shared carriage, each one gave his own bakar. You don't have to be too advanced in your math, you don't have to be a scientist to work out if 12 Nesim are bringing 6 carriages, then obviously the carriages were shared. Why does the Torah emphasize that each carriage was given by two Nesim? Says the Sforno, to show the achva b'nehem. They deliberately made sure that they would share their contribution to show the achva, because when you have achva and we're together, then the Shekhinah comes. This is a recipe for bringing Shekhinah, when we're together, not as individuals. The Pasuk says in Parashat Vezoyis HaBrocha, Vayhi Bishurun Melech Bis'asif Roshei Om Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Says the Das Kainim over there. When we're together, Ba'achva V'reus, when we're together, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaMelech. We bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. But B'shasa Machlekes, when it's me and not you, then Kivyochol Hashem is not HaMelech. When it's Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, then you have Yishvi Bishurun Melech. The idea of making a class is biyachad, we're all together. The Gemara says in Krisus Vavamun Beis, any tainis, we're fasting, we're davening, that we don't bring in the Peshe Yisrael, the worst of the worst, we don't include them in our davening, is not a tainis. How do we know? Because the Ktoires was made of beautiful, very sweet smelling fragrances, and one of them was the chelbonah, and the chelbonah in fact had a very foul smell. Says the Gemara, so the chelbonah was reicha ra, yet it was counted with the ktoires. Abaya says mihocha vagudosai, when we're together, even with the poshim, then at eretz yosda, then we're solid. This in fact is Paskin Halacha. We all know in Kol Nidre, we start off the Yom Kippur day, the most solemn moment of the year, Kol Nidre. And what do we daven? They get together. And what do we daven for? Paskin Shulchan Aruch Tov Eishu Tes Sif Aleph. Noyigim Shoyim Hashatz B'Yishiva Shal Malo or B'Yishiva Shal Mato. Anu matirim nispalel im avaryonim. What are these avaryonim? These are people who misbehaved, they've been excommunicated for their bad behaviors, and they've been cut out of shul. They can't even be mistaken with us to shul. But now we bring them in. We matir the issa. Matir nispalel avaryonim. Why? Because of this din. Says the Mishaburo, because this din, any tzibur doesn't include the Peshe Yisrael, it's not a tzibur, it's not a tainis. We see the power of a kral having everyone together, even though that some people are not behaving properly. But the koach tzibur is different when we include them as well. The Gemara says in Menachas of Zayin, Amudalef. Mitzvahs arba minim. On Sukkos we shake the arba minim. The ma'akvim zeze. If you have only three, you're wasting your time. You got to have all four. Otherwise you're wasting your time. By tefillin, you only have a yad, so where the yad? You only have rosh, well rosh. They're not ma'akvim. One doesn't restrict the other. You should have both, but you only have one. So you have one. By arba minim, the ma'akvim zeze. You got to have all four. If you only have three, go home. You're wasting your time. Says the Gemara. Two of the arba minim are trees that give fruit. What are they? The esrog and the lulav is the palm tree. It gives fruit. Two of the minim come from bushes that don't give fruit. What are they? The rava and the hadas. They don't give fruit. And the ma'akvim zeze, Says the Gemara, Ha'oisim peirois, you skukim l'shein oisim. V'shein oisim peirois, you skukim l'oisim peirois. The fruit, the trees that give fruit, will need the ones that don't give fruit. And the ones that don't give fruit need the ones that give fruit. The Arba Minim Makvim says that. To have a cloud, it has to be together with everyone. The Gemara says in itself, the Pasuk says in itself, V'hoya b'shoma is divrei ola azois. When the Rosh hears the curse which Hashem gives, V'zborach b'vav aloymar, Sholem yeli, ki b'shrius libi elich. I'll be alright. I can follow my whatever I do, my evil inclinations, and I'll be alright. Why does he think so? He hears the curses from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does he think he'll be alright? He's not ignoring, he's not denying that what Hashem said. He thinks he's safe. Why does he think he's safe? Says the Sforno. Because I'm part of the tzibur. The tzibur have rights. The tzibur have merits. I'll get their bracha. I get their bracha. And he's right. When you're part of a tzibur, you get their bracha. Hashem there says, you know what? In your case, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to separate you from the tzibur. You've dilu Hashem l'ra. But the koach tzibur getting the merits of the tzibur. The Gemara in Yuma, Ayin Heim Odei says, Lechem Abirim Ochal Ish. Lechem, the bread of the Malachim, it's the man. It's referring to Yeshua when Yeshua camped out with Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, Yeshua accompanied him. And he camped out at the bottom of Har Sinai. He wasn't there during Chet HaEgel, he wasn't around. He was hanging, he was waiting there for 40 days till Moshe came down. What did he eat? He ate man. Says the Gemara, Sheyorad lo man keneged kol Yisrael. He got man equivalent to kol Yisrael. What does that mean? The amount of man he got was equivalent to the whole nation? Says Reb Chaim, it doesn't make sense. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says, it doesn't make sense. It's an unnecessaryness. An individual doesn't need the amounts of a nation. The amounts of man needed for 600,000 people, there's no point in giving it to an individual. It's unnecessary. There's no purpose in such a thing. Rather, it means Klal Yisrael had the merit to get man. That merit was given to everyone. Even as to individuals who didn't have that merit, didn't have their own merit, when you're part of the cloud, you get from the central bowl. Whoever you are, you get. Because you're part of Klal Yisrael. Dosan Aviram, they were big Rishoyim. But they got man. They misused it, they abused it. Hashem, Moshe told them, don't leave it over. They left it over. Turned into worms, but they got man. That's when you're part of the cloud. But Yeshua left. He left cloud. He went to accompany Moshe Rabbeinu. You're out. Therefore, Yeshua needed his own merits to get his own man, like Klal Yisrael. That's what the word means. Lechem abirim ochal ish keneged Yisrael. Doesn't mean the amount, the physical amount of Klal Yisrael, the man, physical amount of man. That doesn't make sense. It's unnecessary. It means he needed the same merit. The merit of Klal Yisrael had to get man. Yeshua needed himself as an individual to get man, and he had it. But the point what we're seeing is, when you're part of the cloud, you get the advantage of the cloud. You get the merits of a cloud, even though you as an individual don't have that. You're not entitled to it from your own merits. But you get it. Dosna Aviram got it. says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that's what happened with our yeshiva. Everyone, he says, whoever stayed with us during the war, whoever stayed with the Mir Yeshiva, they survived. And the people who left, the Bachim who left the yeshiva, perished. How can the Mir Yeshiva survive? Because they stayed as a klal. They stayed together. As an individual, every single Bachar didn't have that merit, because you see that the Bachar who left didn't have the merit to survive. They perished with everyone else. But the ones who stayed with the klal, the Korach klal, is a tremendous Korach. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Chof Amud Aleph, Sheker Hachein Vehevel Hayoifi Isha Yiras Hashem Yitzhalom. Sheker Achein is the generation of Moshe and Yeshua. They learn Torah. Hevel Ayofi is the generation of Chizkiyah HaMelech. There was tremendous abundance of Torah. They checked from Dan to Beersheba. They couldn't find an Amoritz. But Sheker Achein, it's Hevel Ayofi. Yiras Hashem Itisalo. What was that? It was Doiroi Shel Yudah Bar Biloy. The generation of Yudah Bar Biloy, that the Shisho Miskasim Betalis Echot. There were 6 Talmidim wrapped in 1 Talis. This is Yiras Hashem Itisalo. Makara, what's special? That Moshe's door is called Sheker relative to them. And Chizkiyahu HaMelech's door is called Hevel, relative to them. But the Shisho Miskasim et Halas Echot, that's Yiras Hashem Itisaro. What's so unique? Says Reb Chaim, beautiful. Normally speaking, it's not possible for 6 people to wrap themselves into 1 talis. So talis meant for 1 person. How can 1 talis be enough for 6? You know when that's true? If everyone's pulling for themselves, everyone's pulling the talis in his direction, and he's pulling in that direction, in the end, it can never be enough. But when you're pulling for him, Adra, you're trying to give him the talis. You're trying to cover Yenam, the other guy you're trying to cover. Everyone's trying to cover each other. Then Shishom Iskastim Talis Echot. That type of Torah, Shishom Iskastim Talis Echot, which is the indication they were caring for each other, trying to give for each other. That's Yiras Hashem Itisalo. That's real klal, caring for others, not living for yourself as an individual, but caring for others. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Zayin Amud Aleph, Ki rachim ton havi aziza, when our love was strong, aputiyo de safsira shchivan. When our love was strong, we could sleep on the width of a sword. But now our love is not strong anymore. A bed of 60 amas wide is not wide. There's no space. When our love was strong, we could sleep on the width of a sword. Now we don't have that love. A bed 60 amas wide is too tight for us. So that's the koyach of a klal. You're part of a klal. That was the machtes hashekel. That to bring the shechina has to be with klal Yisrael. And to build a klal has to be you care for each other, not just live for yourself, not just an individual. You care for each other. And this brings the merits of the klal. Vayavoa noshim ad anoshim kol nadiv leiv. We discuss in our parasha the nadivus leiv, and they were giving to the Mishkan, but nadivus leiv. The Yerushalmi in Shkarim says, when we read this pasuk, should we not be shocked? Hei nikrav v'lo nivas. le toiva ksiv kol nadiv lev le ra ksiv vayisparku kol ha'am. When it came to bad, on the spot, it was easy. When it came to good, you had to mamash work on yourself. And a div was slave. How true this is. When we approach for donation to Tzedakah, an organization, maybe in the end we give. It's really hard. It's not much. Deep slave. Ah. Wow. Ah, big tzaddik. Then maybe we'll pull out a 50 shekel, 100 shekel. But when some ifta, something happening, it's easy. Just think, in holiday times, how you spend money. Bekal. We spoke with Quran. When it comes to doing a mitzvah, even we do it, it has to be when Diva's slave. It's mamish from the depth. It's so difficult for us. It says in the pasuk, "Vayevo anoshim al anoshim, kol nadiv leiv hiviu choch v'nezem." Vayevo anoshim al anoshim. Says Rabbeinu Bechaya. When it came to donating for the Mishkan, the women were first. They came first to give away the jewelries. Choyach v'nezem v'tabas v'kumos, they were giving first. Even for the men. Says Rabbeinu Mechaya, this is great praise to the women. That they were first to give, and by the chet the eagle, they didn't give. As it says over there, Aaron told them, when they wanted to make the eagle, Aaron told them, Piruku nizme azov asher be'oznei nesheichem, b'neichem uv'neiseichem. Aaron said, go and get the gold from your wives. And what happened? V'ksiv, v'isparku kol am, es nizme azov asher be'ozneihem. They took their own jewelry off. What about the wives' jewelry? The wives didn't agree. They didn't agree to give the jewelry for the eagle. So you might think, because the stam's stingy. When it came to the Mishkan, they were first. They were before the men. Beautiful. But there's a balance. The Bi'ah Alocha in Simon Tov Kuf Chav Tes discussing how Yom Tov a person shouldn't be mitzamtzem the needs for Yom Tov. Hashem pays back, but you should know, but during the week a person has to be mitzamtzem, a person has to live according to his abilities. What is nigzar for a person Rosh Hashanah? And you overspend, it doesn't get paid back. And he says, it's a big rebuke for our days that people overspend, they live beyond their means. And it causes terrible things, it causes people to steal afterwards. And steal, they borrow and they can't pay back. Go bankrupt. It's forms of stealing. And it causes tremendous embarrassment. Because people are living beyond their means. And he says, and the sibag doila shebekulam for the anoshim. Says the biggest reason for this is the anoshim. Shadat and kalois. V'ashri misha yamit the vavai. Happy the person will be strong. V'loi yashgiach lepituyam. I won't listen to them. V'inael cheshboinais b'cheshboi. Cheshboinais beisoi kfi erech haravacha v'loi yasa. Today we're speaking about balance. There's no steer between what we said. Beautiful, the Noshim, the Behemoth had a real Hagosha for mitzvahs. They knew, they saw straight through it. They saw that the Chet Eger was Sheker and they wouldn't give. When he came to the Nidvas HaMishkan, they were first there, before the men. It's not a stira. That person still has to be strong. You cannot go beyond your means. Cannot live beyond your means. You can't just swipe the cards. You can't just go in the red without any plan. That cannot be done. It's not a stira. And if it means putting the foot down, it's putting the foot down. It's not a stira. No, we should zeicher to all the things we learned today about the Shabbos. We should have proper planning. Make our Shabbos to be a real Shabbos. It's not, again, balance, not a stira. One has to be manage the Shabbos, but also has to be a day of Torah. To make it needs planning. We plan our holidays, we plan our bar mitzvahs, we plan our weddings. It needs a plan. To make a balance, we can't go to extreme in both ways. We should zeicher with Pashta Shkolim, to have the Koach HaTzibur, to care about them, care for each other, care for all types of people. People give payers, don't give payers. Patriots or not patriots, it's all part of the Klal Yisrael. Try instead of pulling the talis for ourselves, try and pull the talis for someone else. If that's the case, then even if things are tight, if there's love for each other, then we get along. If there's no love, then however far apart you are, it's not enough. It's still too near. So for mitzvahs, should be easy for us. Like we spend money for other things, it should be the same. We should spend money in mitzvahs with the same ease. And a person makes sure that we live according to our abilities and not more. Next year will be in a few minutes. We'll be discussing very serious questions that I was asked this week. That's something that I didn't know about. A person who lives in a tall building in Ramah Gimel told me that by he lives above his dira is above the water tower level, and therefore the water pressure doesn't go into his dira. There's a pump inside the building that from time to time, as the water pressure goes down, the pump gets activated. So when he turns on his water in his house, from time to time, when his floor, it activates the pump on Shabbos itself. So this we're going to discuss. It's a very serious shaila. It's nogea to us. Because there's something called electrical meters now in the whole world. In fact, there are places where you turn on the tap, you're activating electrical pulses to the water meters. So we'll be discussing issues about water. We'll try and work things out together. The world's getting more and more advanced. Technology is advancing. And so something to take into account, even when you're turning on the tap, you're flushing the toilet, you may be activating electrical systems. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos.